This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. At our little homestead near the banks of the Ohio, it is very fallish. It's autumnal. There are no overnight freezing temperatures just yet, but beautiful 40-degree nights. Brisk mornings require a jacket. Well, I mean, I still go outside in the dark in my underwear. Not a pretty sight, I'm sure, but it's dark. And really, our two dogs are fine with it. I just remind them to keep their cold noses at a distance. Anyway, after a little bit, it does get cold, and I'll run back into the house for a jacket. And the sun finally crests the mountains, and a glorious fall day begins at the Mosquito homestead. Hey, it was a long, hot, and dry summer, right? With some moisture right at the end of summer. It's as if Grandmother Nature threw us a bone. Oh, you humans, quit your whining. Here's a little rain. Yeah, little. But thank you. On behalf of the local flora and fauna, thank you, Grandmother Nature, for a little moisture. So listen, there is some greenery and some flowering out in these dry borderland biomes that I just love to visit. So hey, let me tell you about a flower. It's been a really good late summer, early fall for an annual called Golden Crownbeard, sometimes called Crownbeard, and I'm not sure where that common name comes from. Genus species, the botanical, Verbascina and Celioides, and I just thought of another common name, which is a good one, Cowpen Daisy, because it really does like hammered ground. In Kearney and Peebles, Arizona Flora, it says of this annual with the pretty yellow daisy flowers atop 2-foot stems with grayish foliage. Kearney and Peebles says, a common weed of roadsides and waste ground. Well, ouch. Anyway, many times it'll be thick in an old corral or old pastures, and it's quite spectacular in those settings. Thousands of golden daisy flowers. Wow. And this is interesting. Well, it's all sort of interesting. The foliage has an odor, not a bad odor, but it smells. I mean, you can smell it from the truck if you're driving by one of these old hammered pastures and it's full of this verbascina. You can smell it. And another factoid, it's known to be allelopathic, so it can keep other annuals or perennials from growing near it. And that might explain, these stands of verbascina in fields. On the other hand, sometimes I'll see it mixed in with other wildflowers and grasses. So I don't know. But how about this? The chemical compounds that make this verbascina and Celioides allelopathic, those might be the same compounds that make it an amazing medicinal plant. So you got some homework. You got to look this plant up. The botanical name, the genus Verbascina, means it resembles verbena. And you're thinking, well, maybe someone was on drugs. Okay, but listen, there are 200 species of Verbascina in North and South America. I'm thinking someone sent Linnaeus, he's the fellow that named this genus, sent him a specimen that had leaves that reminded him of verbena. The specific epithet means it's Encelioides. It means like Encelia. If you're a Sonoran desert rat, Encelia to you would be brittlebush. There you go. And there are other species of Encelia. So Encelioides means it's like Encelia. Okay, now you know. A good year for Cowpen Daisy. So if you're re-vegging a corral, here you go. But hey, I've been poking around out in the desert scrub and finding some cool grasses and some cool wildflowers. And I got to tell you more about all those, right? I'll do that soon. These borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.